Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, talk radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We have been talking with a lot of guests about Project Independence in You radio 10-year anniversary. And here we are celebrating the 10-year anniversary with Otto Loos and Christina Liu and Dan Cox, the director. Thank you for all you do to help keep this going for another 10 years. So I think our contract has another 10 years. And, you know, of course, John Ryan, you know, the show.
Yeah, that's what I want to mention him. You know, we miss him. Everyone knows he's been having some health stuff, but he is so a part of this family. And I love him, you know, professionally and personally. And we're wishing for him a speedy recovery. And I promised him when he comes back, we're going to have another celebration. So we'll just have to do this all. We'll have to give each other compliments, which is so hard for us to do.
Well, ditto here, John. Ditto here, if you happen to be listening.
That's right. We love him very much. So,
and well, I have to say,
you know, you were talking about how you don't care, but you happen to be a natural in the hosting world. Clearly, it's in your blood. You know, I think Ev passed that down to you. But I have to thank you because there's, you know, it's nice, this format, to have three people. You know, we always talk about it. It's just like a nice way of flowing. So every, you step in whenever I need you, and I have to thank you, as always, for doing that, because it works out well. And we like you, Beck, so it works out well.
You'll keep me. Thank you. It's my pleasure. And I, you know, I'm a team player here, and, you know, I love you guys, and this show is, you know, is amazing. And, you know, Christina is amazing. So Christina can, at like a heartbeat, figure anything out. So she hands me a paper. She goes, oh, here's for the show, Beck. You know, there's like 10 pages all in charts and tabs and grids. Here's what you're going to need for the show. And hands me this packet of every show, I guess I hosted, or maybe I was on 58 shows. I mean, I can't believe it. And I'm like looking through them all, but my favorite moment, and it was like John and I, we were like giddy little girls, was when we did your first big birthday bash.
I was gonna say, and those are some of my favorites.
Remember, it was like we had everyone calling in, but it was such a surprise. I still have it on my phone somewhere. You know, you were shocked, because, you know, it's not easy throwing a party for Christina, because like you could say, Christina, you know, I wish I had brought party favors. I'm having people. It's kind of like a fall theme, and in her car and pocketbook and in pocket, she's like, oh, let me see what I have. And before you know it, you've got like, you know, a tree with leaves falling. And so I knew I had to, you know, we were nervous, John and I were like, what?
Well, it was the most amazing thing ever. It was really just absolutely beautiful.
And I think John said it's best. He goes, you know, Beck, he goes, I think you should go to the dollar store, because I know she, and I went there, and it was like, oh, I get it, you know. And it was great. We made Christina cry the whole show.
You did.
She was just in tears. But that was a moment, you know.
And that's what, you know, I was looking through all these guests, because I was writing, just it's just really so diverse. It's crazy in these 10 years, because I feel like we've covered like every topic. And but some of my favorites are, you know, obviously when we got, you know, we get personal on the show, I think, a lot, and especially being on Zoom, we forget sometimes that we're being recorded. You know, and we kind of talk about our lives, but I think that's what makes the show so special, because it's things people who are listening to can relate to. And, you know, we've had our families on the show, you know, which has been nice. You know, Otto's had his daughters, his grandchildren. I had my aunt on the show. I had my dad on the show, you know, and then we've had little recordings of messages from people, you know, so it's those moments, I think, that make it so special and stand out in our brains, you know. And it's just, and we had Dan's grandson made his debut, you know, a couple of weeks back, you know, a month back, I should say. And that was like fun, you know. So it's, I think it's on top of these amazing topics we're having, you know, we've shared so many life changes and events and beautiful things like that. So
this might be a strange way to look at this thing, but we have a great time doing this show, and we don't really know if the people who are listening to it are having a great time.
Well, they must be, because I haven't gotten any complaints. So
that's good. Yeah. I mean, because basically we're sitting here looking at a laptop, and I'm looking at Christina, I'm looking at Rebecca now on a laptop, and we're just having a chat. And I can understand how people do these shows with millions of people looking or watching, but they don't see them.
Yeah.
So they really have no idea who's on the other end, you know?
No, and that's fortunate,
That's how it is with this, I think.
It is, and I laugh because when there's, I'm scheduling a guest, and some guests are more nervous than others, and they want the full details and whatnot. Like, okay, are you going to give me a, can you send me Q&As, questions? And I was like, whoa. I was like, let me just break it down. I was like, this show, I was like, picture sitting literally at a round table, and you're just like having a conversation. I said, there's no specific question answer. And I said, we have prepped outlines and materials, so we have a background on it. But I think that organic conversation, and I say this all the time, is really how you get the information across best. I think we've all been through presentations where, it'll be on the same top and you're sitting there and it's not really connecting to you. But I think, having a discussion with these amazing speakers, and I mean, these people have amazing credentials, and especially through Zoom, we've had access to them, and when it's just having a conversation and, you guys asking great questions, I think just makes it a difficult topic easier to understand. I think about Medicare, right? The Medicare open enrollment that we do every year. That's such a complex topic for people. And that's right. It's coming up in October, in 2 weeks, I believe. And, so by you guys having this open discussion and asking questions, it makes the listener able to understand, and it's really wonderful. I mean, we've hit topics, we've had community organizations on, we've had veterans, we've had elder law and mental health and government. And then we've had,
rock stars.
We've had comedians, we've had rocks, right? We've had, the best Otto. It was actually, I think it was just me and Otto. I think we hosted the show together, Otto, when we had the people who were doing the Honeymooners play.
Yes.
And that was so
fun. They were fun. Yeah, they were good.
They came in like full Honeymooners like gear and had like nailed down their like whole demeanor. So that, that's the Honeymooners is like my mom and dad's like show.
That was in person, that one.
That was in person. That's right. That was in person in the studio. So it's like, so we could have topics like that, but then talk about scams or caregivers. Or
how about Oscar Michelin talking about the rightful reversing wrong convictions?
That was so interesting. And that's what I will always say is my favorite part of how this show has evolved. And we've alluded to it throughout, all these segments. But it's really like, obviously, it's senior talk. We're Project Independence. A lot of things are senior based. But it's really become a community show, and to be able to, and it opened up what kind of guests I research or get on the show now, because it's fun, because like you said, Otto, having that on is a topic anyone can listen to and learn.
Oh, so much of it is good for all ages. But, also I want to give a shout out to Ron Fatula, who comes on a lot and really provides a ton of information, and a lot of that elder law stuff, just learning what he is telling us is a fortune. So he really, and he continually comes on, and like you were saying, Kristen, about community, he really cares too. I mean, it's, but he provides a lot of stuff.
So amazing is that there, it makes you, believe, we like to have my good vibes shirt on today.
Yay.
But, it's really, we're in such a time where there's a lot of negativity. I think we all can agree on that. If you turn on the news at any point, your head will explode. But, this show is really about the positive and the community connection and the good that's going on in the world.
I'm sorry, but I think also some of it is to encourage people to do things they should do.
Yep.
Like advanced directives, like learn technology, like, just the whole long list, preparedness for emergencies.
And it's giving people education, because I think it's hard. There's a lot to keep track of and things to do. You don't know where to begin. You know, and I think that's always been a Project Independence kind of thing, is we get it. You know, that's why if you can call 311, you might not even know what you need. You just need help, you know, and it's a great starting point. And, you know, having all these different guests on who are really educating you and helping you to understand certain things that are intense, you know. And you could also learn one of my favorite segments ever, because it was when Otto and John Ryan turned bright red. We had on Fran Green, who we've had
Fran, who is
the author of, and she is just one of my favorite people, who did the Flirting Bible, and it was a Valentine's Day special, and she was talking about flirting with Otto and John, and I couldn't breathe. I was sitting in the background. I couldn't catch my breath because they were both so red, and she was very into Otto. She liked Otto's flirting technique. She was very into it, but John was mortified. And John, and I wish John was here, because another moment, his cringeworthy moment, which I will bet money on, is when we had the topic of incontinence on and bladder control, and he didn't even know how to introduce it because he was so mortified. It was such an,
was I on that show too? Because
you might have been.
I brought the topic up, and he was like, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, because he was like, I don't even know how to introduce this. But, you know, it's those moments, you know, we certainly have, like I said, just to look at all these, you know, on a spreadsheet, there's so many things that are difficult things to talk about. You know, we had on another one of my favorites is when we had on all the people that participated in the North Hempstead Civil Rights documentary. You know, and that was just so moving and to hear about it, you know, and these are difficult conversations, you know, to
Bernice Sims.
Bernice is amazing. I talk to her all the time. She always gives me a call and asks me for different resources.
She's
and
great.
Stuff.
I did that show. I remember.
Yes.
Made a note of that. We had Bernice Sims, Viviana Russell, Lee Seaman, and we sat around the table.
And supervisor.
Judy. And it was about the North Hempstead Civil Rights documentary, which led to very open conversation.
Yeah, it really did.
About race relationships and.
But that's what I'm saying.
What Bernice went through as a young girl back when, you know, that was a great show, I thought. And
that really was.
Probably be nice to get her back on sometime.
I was sweating. Absolutely. That show was to keep it going and. What?
Dan's got some nerve. He's trying to wave us off.
1 minute? No, we refuse. Well, concluding now our 10-year anniversary show. What a great show. Thank you all so much.
A fun trip down memory lane. And we have a lot of great shows that are going to be coming up. So the fun will continue, you know, next week.
Keep listening. And, you know, we'll keep doing provide great programming. Right, Christina?
That's right. The dream team.
Otto, thank
we love
you
John.
So
we love our radio co-host.
Love to John. And we'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. You were listening to Project Independence of You, 10th anniversary show, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend.